The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Let's get down and dirty about soil. First, we should understand that soil is alive. What makes soil more than just dirt are the millions of bacteria, fungi, and microorganisms that populate our land. Their activity allows for water and nutrients to flow freely to our plants. So we should feed the beast, and organic matter is the food. This time of year, we should add well-decomposed organic matter in the form of compost. For low-fertility gardens, add a 2 to 3 inch thick layer and work it into the top few inches of soil. For high-fertility gardens, a simple 1 inch layer will do. Long-term, get in the practice of adding untreated grass clippings, cover crops, straw, and chopped leaves to your garden beds to build fertility. Add these in fall to allow the microbes to break them down before spring planting. Your soil is also loaded with essential minerals, and now is a good time to do a soil test to determine if and what to add to balance your soil's mineral needs. While most soils in Vermont are high in phosphorus and adding more just ends up running into our waterways, potassium and minor elements are sometimes deficient. Look to add slow-release organic amendments such as greensand or wood ashes for potassium. But be careful with wood ashes because they also raise the pH. Work in about 20 pounds of wood ash per 1,000 square feet of garden on soils with a pH below 7. Most gardens should have between a 6.5 and 7 pH for best plant growth. Some soils may be deficient in micronutrients such as manganese. Adding organic rock dust like azomite is a good way to add these nutrients without causing imbalances. Now for this week's tip. When adding bark mulch around established trees and shrubs, remove the old mulch first. Simply piling it on each year creates mulch volcanoes, which can lead to disease infection and tree rot. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about eggplants. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.